Unfortunately, I don't. I also think that it's very concerning that there's conflicting reports that surround Eskom. And I was listening into what Wayne was saying, and I agree that South Africans absolutely deserve a lot more clarity. In fact, I put out a statement just yesterday saying that in these very dark days, more than ever, Eskom has to be absolutely honest with the country. South Africans have been terribly concerned about SMSs and tweets that have been going around. And it's at times like this that Eskom needs to show real leadership and tell the country exactly what the situation is, why and if there is this massive coal shortage, what has caused it, and exactly what the plans are so that we know going forward we won't have load shedding. Mm. You know, I find it almost astounding that this time last year we were told we would never experience load shedding again. Mm, yeah. And yet here we are, you know, planning our days around load shedding, and it's just killing our economy.
Do you support the guarantee, though, that Eskom is seeking from government, 100 billion rand? And Wayne Duvenage from Outer was explaining that in order to avoid a total collapse of this power utility, government must perhaps, you know, give in that helping hand and allow and give Eskom this guarantee. But and the question I put to him was, I mean, we can't always keep on pumping up these guarantees and bailouts to these state-owned enterprises when there is not clear strategy and plans for them to come out of their financial woes. Do you think it's justified, this 100 billion rand bailout?
Well, I certainly don't think it's justified, and I've been very vocal in the fact that I don't think it's justified. I think the underlying problem, regardless of the current crisis, is that the structure of Eskom inevitably needs to change, and this is something we as South Africans need to wrap our heads around. We're so used to having this company, this giant of a company like Eskom that has this monopolistic stranglehold of our economy, that we can't begin to imagine what South Africa could actually be once we break this monopoly stranglehold. So the time has come for us to look past Eskom in its current state, accept that the way Eskom is at the moment simply can no longer, it cannot be sustained. It is not sustainable. Eskom has proven that it is incapable of delivering power to South Africans with its current operational model. And we're going to have to look very harshly and very quickly at a way that we restructure Eskom so that we save our country billions of rand, and that going forward, we as South Africans are not going to face constant tariff increases, and certainly we're not going to have to bail out yet another state-owned entity.
Mm. What new operating model then do you think will work for this country, for Eskom?
Well, you know, I'm going to be introducing to Parliament in early January the final draft of my ISMO bill. Now ISMO would be an independent systems management operating system where Eskom would simply be one of the generators of power that's fed into the national grid. So what we want to look at is we want to look at a separation of generation of power and a separation of transmission of power. Mm. What this means is we want to open up the market so that you as South Africans can choose what kind of electricity you want to buy, whether you want it to be renewable, whether you want it to be coal, whether you want it to be gas. It will open up the market. It will diversify the market significantly. And it will certainly secure the energy supply in our country. Yeah. What it will also do is it will take a massive financial burden off the shoulders of many, many South Africans. And, you know, I was in Johannesburg, I was in JP Town on Monday, and I did a walkabout of small and medium enterprises. I came across people who literally had lost their businesses because their fridges had been out for 4 or 5 hours. They'd lost produce. They didn't have money to replace the produce. If we don't start seriously looking at diversifying and allowing a diverse range of electricity generation in our country, we are heading for an absolute disaster.
Mm. There's been a lot of companies, Natasha, including those linked to the Gupta family, that received contracts from Eskom irregularly, I should add. Mm. Some companies took money that was meant to maintain power stations. Some companies produced substandard coal. What call then, as the DA, are you making to the power utility in relation to these companies?
Well, I've actually taken it upon myself to write to Mr. Jabu Mabuza and to Mr. Phakamani Fadebe. and ask them exactly what coal contracts we have in place, which seem to be problematic, which can we tell are completely legitimate. How are we going to get ourselves out of the situation where we have legally binding contracts that we should have never entered into the first place? And I think that will be the first step. What is somewhat of a relief is that we now have a minister who sat with us during the Eskom inquiry into state capture. He knows exactly what companies we identified as being problematic, what problems were identified, what companies were identified as having played a role in state capture, and exactly how these companies were used to execute what we now know was almost one of the greatest heists of all time. So I think that once we have clarity as to exactly who and how coal contracts are working, we'll be a step closer in understanding the coal crisis. But what has to happen, not only at Eskom, but at all state-owned entities, is that the tender process has to be completely open and completely transparent. Because we must always remember one thing. We, the people of South Africa, are the owners of the state-owned entities. Yeah. And we, the people of South Africa, have every right to know about every single deal that happens.
Look, Natasha Mazzoni, thank you so much for your time. DA National Spokesperson on Public Enterprises.